Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, it's Toni Stone, and I'm coming to you live from Kenneth Stone Hospital again. I am still out, and but I'm not out enough where I cannot do something that I am passionate about. However, I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. This has been a week now that I have been in the hospital. But however, I still remain true to myself and the laws of attraction that I am thinking positive, that I am going to get out of here and that I am going to walk healthy and be strong. What has landed me here is that I have taken on more than I can handle. When you try to take on the world and take on more than you can handle, then you have outdone yourself, no matter how positive you think. I'm a positive thinker. I believe that I can do anything that I set my mind to, only because my mother instilled that into me, and she told me as a little girl that can't should never be in your vocabulary. So I have taken that word out, and anything that I set before me, I said, I can do this. So sometimes I overthink and I overanalyze to the point where I overdo it. And so your body will tell you when enough is enough. And that's what has happened to me. Enough is enough. So I'm laying flat on my back here in a private room here at Kenneth Stone Hospital looking over the mountains. And I have been here for a few days. I am definitely trying to get better. I am able to talk now without coughing. I do believe that your mind is the healer. So your mind is going, if you have your mindset that you are healed and that you are better, then your body is going to catch up with your mind and the laws of attraction will begin to speed. It's going to speed its force. So that's my topic tonight is, are you thinking positive enough to allow the things in your life that you want to come, that you want to happen in your life? But you have to think positive. That job you want, it just didn't land it didn't land your way. You thought about it before you got there. You saw yourself. Whether or not you qualified for that position or not, or before you applied for the job, and if you knew that you had all the skills and the mindset, you knew what you were capable of doing. You knew what you were able to try and do and could not do, but therefore you thought about it. Your thoughts are the beginning of everything that manifests in your life. So if you want good things to happen to you and if you want positive things to happen to you, stop stressing. Stop worrying. Just begin to think about what it is that you want. And those things will begin slowly but surely. I know when you were a kid and you played the game, I'm going to play a house, I'm going to play the mom, you're going to play the dad, I'm going to be pregnant, or whatever the case may be. Chances are, if you think about it, the person that you played house with is somebody you probably end up dating later on in life. Yeah, because you enacted that into your world. You didn't even know it. That person could be your husband or your wife right now, or it could be a long-lost sweetheart from many years ago. But because you set the stage with your thoughts, and it was just a game. But your thoughts are so powerful; they're like magic. So, whatever you want, all you got to do is think about it. It'll manifest itself into your world, whether it's positive or negative. It's like when you're dating and you think that your husband is cheating, and he's not. He's not. But eventually, because you thought that, that is what you have brought into the world. You have already manifested. You have already planted the seed. So he will. He definitely will, because you have already said in your mind that you were not good enough for him and that you were not enough for him. So you have put the wheels and the propellers in motion for the cheating to begin. You have already set the stage. with your thoughts. So all I'm saying is, without being repetitive, is your thought process plays a lot of what you get in your life. If you're broke and you get up every morning and you say, I'm broke and I have no money, well, you have set the stage. You have set the stage for your future finances, for your life, for your pocket. That is what you think. That is what it shall be. But if you get up in the morning and you say that I am rich and I am doing my best and money will flow in, my circumstances will change, this is how it will be and so mote it be, you watch those things because you believe, and these are things that the Bible talks about being fruitful. You have to see those things as if they are, although they aren't. And that is faith. And some people may not believe in the biblical terms of the Bible. I do, however. Although I may not talk about it on my Blog Talk Radio, I do not deny Christ. Because if it was not for him, I would not be able to come to you tonight to bring you these positive words. So, on the biblical term, have faith. All you need is faith of a mustard seed to believe that God will provide for you, that he will give you the strength and the opportunity not to be oppressed, not to feel sad, not to feel weary, not to feel weak or defeated. God will give you the mindset if you seek him and seek only him first and the kingdom of heaven and all the things that you desire shall be appointed unto you. It is written. It is already written. And also the Bible says in Habakkuk 2 that if you write those things down, and that is why when you hear psychologists or psychiatrists say, write a list down, put it on the refrigerator, go by these things. This is a biblical term because it says in Habakkuk 2, write it down plain on paper and those that may read it, though it may tarry, it shall come to pass. So everything that I have wanted in my life, I have written it down and I have hid it. It may have not come now. It may have tarried, but it shall come. It shall come. And you have to believe that. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your dreams and everything that you want. Some things are not meant to share with other people because by the time they get through talking so negative about what Christina is going to do, what Sheila is going to do, and Johnny is going to do, they have talked that thing so negative and chopped it down to the value of what it was worth to nothing that you wonder why your dreams aren't manifested. So the only thing that I am saying to you is today, if you have a dream and if you have a plan, stick to it. Remember your law of attraction, positivity. Sometimes you cannot discern all of the negative people around you. So therefore, it is time for you to move in secrecy and in private and manifest your dream and then come out once you have done what you need to do and show them so that your haters can say, wow, I didn't know she was doing that. I didn't know she was working on that. You're right. You didn't know. I didn't give you time to sabotage my laws of attraction with my positivity to even counteract with your negativity. Negativity is such a great force that people do not believe. And you have manipulators around here daily that use negative energy to cause confusion. Confusion. And I'm going to do episode 2 about voodoo and how people use witchcraft in their speech, in their energy to manifest their negativity and for their negativity to cause confusion. And that is a powerful topic. I'm not ready for that yet because my body has to be healed and aligned with my mind to attack such a subject. You have to be really spiritual and prayed up and covered by the blood of Jesus to cover such a subject. And I want to cover that subject is because I do believe that I am under attack by some manipulators who want to see me down. However, I am so blessed and I am so prayed up that how much manipulation that you do, hater, and how much witchcraft you do and candles that you burn, you cannot put this fire out because God is in control of this light. So all I'm saying to you is that the laws of attraction is real. And manipulation only causes confusion. But positivity and Jesus always win. And always know that. And I thank you all tonight for your prayers. I thank you all for your donations on your GoFundMe, on my GoFundMe account. I am doing everything in my power to get better. I'm getting the power within to be able to get up out of this bed and meet these producers for this Atlanta TV show. God is about to use me on a platform to talk to many women in America and to talk to many people. I am ready. I am ready because I have built my platform with my positive thinking and I have brought my world into surface with nothing but positivity. So therefore, nothing can stop what the goodness of the Lord has for me. And thank you all tonight for joining Stoney's Radio. Thank you all for your prayers. Because of you, I am able to come to you tonight live. And thank you so much. And have an awesome day, an awesome morning, or whenever you hear them, just have pure awesomeness in your life and in your world. And may you be blessed.